Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
All right, we're starting to hit recruiting hard. We will go back to Super Bowl, and if you want to talk a little Michigan State basketball, we can do that as well. 393-3700 is the number to call, 393-3700. You can become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and you can also follow us at Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Welcome back, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dave Benton here alongside Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. We'll be talking with Ian Rhodes from WSMV-TV in Nashville in a little while, talking about the SEC recruiting trail and how it compares to the Big Ten. And we also got Michigan and Michigan State recruiting experts. But I wanted to talk a little bit first, just my overall impressions of this year recruiting-wise. And I consider recruiting, in my opinion, the most crucial part of a college football team. I think coaching's important. Keeping players is important. Schemes are important. Developing players is important. But if you don't have the players to start with, you can't do all these other things well. Okay, and before I get into this, I would like to say, I'm not ripping Michigan State. I thought Michigan State did a great job. I think Mark D'Antonio's done a fantastic job recruiting-wise. I think he's doing a great job of stealing guys from Michigan and other schools. And although they lost a lot of guys this year at the last second, the fact that they're there at the end competing for these four- and five-star guys says tons about Michigan State and where they've come. I've got no complaints about Michigan State's recruiting class this year. But the Big Ten as a whole, okay, has continued to lose ground. And we talk about it a lot. We talk about how the Big Ten is losing ground as far as playing goes. I think the recruiting classes this year reflect that the Big Ten is losing even more ground, and it's happening even more rapidly. And I try not to rip the Big Ten apart. Okay, I'm not trying to be negative about this. I'm not trying to be a Big Ten basher. But the truth is, if you take a look at it realistically, okay, the Big Ten is losing ground against the SEC and the other Big Five conferences. I no longer count the Big East. But if you look at the rankings at the end of this year after signing day, okay, and I look at Rivals, because I think Rivals does the best job with rankings. I think they do the best job with analysis of players and breaking it down, okay? As far as team rankings go on Rivals, the Big Ten had three teams in the top 25 recruiting classes: Michigan, Nebraska, Ohio State, none of which were in the top 10. The SEC had nine teams in the top 25. Now let's break it down in individual recruits, okay? And it's not all about four-star and five-star. I'm not saying that's all there is, okay? There are Dan Lefevers out there. There's no doubt about that. But overall, just trying to get 20 Dan Lefevers is not a good way to go about it. You need these 5- and 4-star recruits, okay? Of the Big Five conferences, the Big Ten has the second lowest amount of 4-stars, only above the Big 12, which has two less teams. The SEC has 9 5-star recruits come there. The Big Ten, 1 5-star recruit. Okay, if you break this down, then you look even further. Okay, the SEC, 9 5-star recruits, 85 4-stars. Pac-10, 3 5-stars, 54 4-stars. ACC, 6 5-stars, 46 4-stars. The Big Ten, 1 5-star and 42 4-stars. Okay, you take away Nebraska, the Big Ten has 31 4-stars. Total, they got 15% of the available 4- and 5-star recruits. Now, you don't like those stats? You think, well, I don't like Rivals. Okay? Let's move over to Scouts, Inc. In their rankings, the Big Ten got 5 5-stars, 41 4-stars. Okay? They had 2 teams total in the top 25. Meanwhile, the SEC, 9 teams in the top 25, 14 5-stars to the Big Ten's 5 5-stars, and 84 4-stars to the Big Ten's 41 4-stars. Don't like those. Fine. We'll go to the ESPN rankings. Once again, SEC, 9 teams in the top 25, Big Ten with 2. Once again, SEC, 7 5-stars, Big Ten, 0 5-stars. SEC, 87 4-stars, the Big Ten, 35 four-stars. Basically, whatever scouting group you go to, the SEC has doubled them in four-stars. This is the entire conference. So you're talking 12 teams. The SEC is doubling up the Big Ten in four-star recruits and tripling or quadrupling them in five-star recruits. Okay? So if you want to compare the gaps that are becoming bigger and bigger between the Big Ten and the SEC, it starts with recruiting. If you don't have athletes, take Michigan State versus Alabama this year. Okay? Was Michigan State a bad team this year? No. But I knew right from the beginning that Alabama had superior athletes at every position on the football field. And the bottom line is Michigan State couldn't compete. They had no players on their team that could have started for Alabama. And that is what you are going to see more and more if these recruiting classes continue. Now, I know we look at conferences and they work in shifts. Back in the late 90s, the Big Ten was the big guy in town. Okay, they were grabbing all these five-star recruits and stuff. But Scott, right now, it's going farther and farther away from a shift for the Big Ten to get better.
Well, that's the most surprising thing when you pointed that out to me. Looking through the numbers, because, I mean, you usually look at it and you see, okay, Ohio State's in the top five. I expect that. Penn State usually brings in a pretty good recruiting class. Nebraska, I figure they're going to add a lot to the Big Ten.
Yep.
I'm taking complete claim of Nebraska because, let's face it, the Big Ten needs it
yes.
right now. But then Michigan, usually they still have a pretty good class. But when you go break it down player by player, there's just not the studs that are there, and it's not just the fact that they're not signing. They're not even on the favorites
no.
of schools that you're picking from anymore.
No, it's the style of playing the Big Ten. It's the reputation that the Big Ten has created for itself almost with this rough and tough winter type of football. Let's face it, guys from the South, which is where all the talent is in Texas and Florida, they don't want to come to Michigan to play football.
Well, and I wonder how much, because people make a big deal of the media dogging the Big Ten, and we do, and the media as a whole definitely does, but then there's kind of the fact of, I mean, the players, that's what they see.
Yeah, and I agree with you, and so, you know, I'm not saying the Big Ten isn't doing an okay job, but if you look at the gap, the SEC, it's widening and widening. And now it's widening with the Pac-12, I guess we're calling it now, the ACC. The Big Ten is falling very far behind, and if we want to keep comparing it to these conferences, recruiting classes have to get a lot better. We'll talk more about the SEC recruiting classes and how it compares to the Big Ten next. Talk with Ian Rhodes, WSMV Sports in Nashville next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.